Okay, last we learned, we said, tell the Mavikim, Avevichikam Rapapa, tell the Daesh. Tell the Daesh, my Niyu. What is tell the Daesh? Ilema Abne Sakine Masai, Shinichem Barashkaga, Vinafla Barach Matsuya Beziku. Abne Sakine Masai that fell Barach Matsuya, and the Mazik on the way down. Why is that a told of Eish? Because Kayach Achar Mu'uravai. Because there's this other Kayach causing it. So Hechi Dami. Iba Hadith Kaz the Kamaski Hainu Eish. And you say that's Eish. So Rachinami, it is a told of Eish. But Mash the Eish, the Kayach Achar Mu'uravai 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 Now, we're not going to spend time on Avnei Sakino Masoi Shenoflu Barach Matsuya because it's a Sugyan Davov. So we're going to leave the dinim of Avnei Sakino Masoi Shenicha and Barash Gagav and Noflu Barach Matsuya for them. However, there is an important diok in Rashi, because we're saying that if you put something down in a place where it falls in a Barach Matsuya, that you chai that that's Eish. It's called of Eish, and it's all Dina Eish. If you would put Avnei Sakino Masoi in a place where it would fall with a Ruach She'inei Mitzuya, let's say you put it down in a place where only an unusual wind would blow it, and that's what happened. You put Avnei Sakino Masoi somewhere, and Ruach She'inei Mitzuya, Ruach She'inei Mitzuya doesn't have to be a hurricane, it could be a wind that doesn't normally blow things down. It's not a usual wind, and it blows something down in its mazik. Then you're potter. The question is, why are you potter by ruach she'inei mitzuya? If you put something on your roof and it blows down, but a ruach she'inei mitzuya, what's the reason you're potter? So what's pashut pshat?
You have to be concerned for it.
You have to be concerned for it. So the other way to the way you would. The word for that is einus. That the person is an einus. If you look in Rashi Barach Matsuya, Rashi says the Barach She'inei Mitzuya have einus. That would seem to be the Pashup Shat. Baruch Be brings in Simin Yud that actually, there are two pturim. There's taka ptura in this. I can't argue with that. If you put it in a place where it's not normal for a wind to blow it down, if it blows it down, then you taka in this. It's taka true. But Eish has a second ptura that's based on a Gemara on Nunheyamid Beis. The Gemara on Nunheyamid Beis says that by Eish, HaTorah Miyata Bishmirasa, the Torah has certain miyutim in Dinei Eish. And there, Gemara Darshins, you need Hamavir Es HaBe'era. The Pasuk is Hamavir, the one who lit the fire is responsible for his fire. So you need Dumya Demavir, you need somebody similar to someone who lights a fire. If you light a fire, Rashi says there, Dumya Demavir, Ken Mavir Bipshia. Since the Torah uses the Lashon Mavir as Aveira, so the Gemara Dashes, you need Ken Mavir Bipshia. And you only Chayef Eish if you're a Pesheya. Why you only Chayef Eish if you're a Pesheya? Not, Rashi there saying, not out of Ptor Einus. But when the Torah is Mechadish, that there's such a thing as Eish, that new mazik of Eish is only mavir es aveira. It's only a mavir, only a person who lights a fire, who's a pesheya lighting the fire. If you're not a pesheya, so it's bechlal not Eish. Not pshat it's Eish and you're an onus. It's bechlal not included in Eish. That's what Rashi on the Gemara on the Hamid Beis is saying. What's the difference? What's the difference if you're potter you're an itis, or if you're potter because it's bechlal not considered to be Eish? It's not included in the parasha of Eish. What be a nafkamina? Surely one parasha of nafkamina comes to mind. The difference between a Ptur Aynis and if it's Bechla Amad Eish, what? If a person talking about Eish. In Eish, if you put something in a place where only a Rosh Eina Metsuya can blow it down. So we said one shot is Yipatikus Yer and Aynis, and one shot is because that's not included in the Xeris HaKaza Ma'aber Zabeir. Those are the two mahals. Nafkamina would be if anybody, what? What? If you're
another
Mazik. You can become a different Mazik. It's true, you would have to come up with a Hechatimta. You see, the thing is, there is a Ptur Aynis. I'm not saying that there's no Ptur Aynis, there is a Ptur Aynis. Just there's another Ptur that you Bechlal not included. Well, I thought everybody would say right away, Nafkamina is Tchilase B'Pshia V'Seifa B'Aynis. If you put your Avnei Sakina Masai in a place, we're a kablo baruch mitzuya. Put it on a roof where it could blow down baruch mitzuya, but it didn't blow down baruch mitzuya. Lamaisa, it blew down baruch shena mitzuya. So lamaisa, the hezek happened from a rosh shena mitzuya. The rosh shena mitzuya caused the damage. But you're a peshaya, you shouldn't have put your object on the roof. So what's the din? Are you chayiv or you're not chayiv? So it's totally in the two mahalchim. If the p'tor is a p'tor aynis, if the only reason the Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah is pot is because you're an aynis, so then if you're tchilasi b'pshia, if when you put it down originally, you're a p'sheya, so you have no p'tor aynis. The rule is tchilasi b'pshia v'sleifah b'aynis, where the p'shia contributed to the aynis, putting it there, that's why it was able to blow down. It's chayiv. So if you learn the Ptur is a Ptur Aynis, then Chilasi B'Shia B'Seifa B'Aynis would be chayiv. But now that we have a new Ptur, that the Torah says that that's not Eish, you need Hamavir as Habeira, you need Dumya de Mavir. The name of the Mazik is a Mazik. It has to be a Koyach Achar Urvai, which is normal. If this kayach achamuravai was an abnormal kayach, it was a kayach of Russia in the Mitsuya, so that's not Eish. That's not the Eish. Eish is only Hamavir Sabeir. Eish is only when it's a Ruch Mitsuya, when it's something normal that blows down. So this is the Pashat and Nafkamina between our Rashi, who says Al Ta'inis, and the reason which is the Mashmais of the Gemara later, which is that the Ptur is at Bechlal not Chayiv. In the Rambam, it's a diuk in Lashon HaRambam, that the Rambam holds that in such a case, Tfilasi B'Pshia V'Seifa V'Aynis is Potter. That if it got, if something got burnt by a Rosh Eina Metsuya, you're Potter no matter what, even if it could have gotten burnt by a Rosh Metsuya. So it appears to be a Machlaikis, the Rambam and Rashi. If you learn Rashi, the Rashi says the Ptur is a Ptur Aynis, you have to know how you're going to answer the Gemara and Dachman Hey. But then Rashi also says the B'Pshia of the Sefer Bainis would be Chai. And if you learn the other Ptur, then it's a different story. There'll be another Nafkamina. What happens if two people together started a fire? Two people together, there was a hot coal. So you know, the Gemara uses the expression later, lips, liba, the lips of haruach. Liba means that you fan a coal and you make it burst into a flame. So what happens if two people together fan a flame? Well, each one by himself couldn't have done it. Two people together fan a flame, fan a hot coal, and now it bursts back into a flame. and it causes damage. What should be the halacha when two people do it together? Now, we didn't speak at all this year about two people doing a hezek together. We did speak about it at some point last year. What? By Melech HaShabbos. Hadn't come into my... I came in... I can't remember what the case was about Matiya. I came plugged into a case about Matiya with two people caused the hezek together. What? Two people pick it up. That's what we're talking about. Two people do it together at the same time. Okay. If two people do something at the same time, is it considered that each person did it? Or is it considered that neither one did it? So we had last year a came for talking from Ibn Abi Nezer, Rabban and Rajba. They said that if people, see, they brought from Bava Kama, later Bava Kama, Gemara says that if a shar pushes someone else's shar into a bar, that they're both chayiv. Come on, I think the bar a shar or the bar a bar. That was the case. It's slightly different, but that was basically what it came down to. If two people do a hezek together, they're both chayiv, even though each one by himself couldn't have done it. The bar itself wouldn't have been mazik, and the shar itself wouldn't have been mazik. The chayiv. Typically, by mazik, if two people create a hezek, typically yachayim. By Eish, take a look, there's a one line Tosfos on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. I'd like you to see the Tosfos. Tosfos Bahacha. You can understand the Tosfos without knowing the Gemara there. The Tosh Kach Nira. Tosfos says, it's mashal from this Gemara. Listen to what Tosfos says. Or two people brought firewood and fire, and the two together fanned the fire so that it caused the damage. And what each person did itself couldn't cause the damage. Potter. Tells me die from the Gemara that you're potter if two people do it. So Tosfos v'Teimahu. It's a tamer. What Tosfos means it's a tamer is that the rule by mazik is if two people do a hezek together, then they're chayiv. Then each one is chayiv. If two people do a hezek simultaneously together, then they're chayiv. I think there's a case where two people, you have a bar that's 9, and two people together take out the chul, you make it 10. So they're both chayiv. It's a bar shel shushan. So Tosfos says over here it's mashma by Eishah Potter v'teimahu. So why is it a teimah by Mazik? It's not that way. Zokar Baruch Fer. Zokar Baruch Fer. Why are you Potter? He's answering Tosfos' kasha. Why are you Potter? Because by Eish there's a halacha that you need hamavir esaber. Xeris HaKosev that you need a mavir. You need somebody should do the fire. A mavir is a beira. You need that the person should create the fire. Xeris HaKosev by Eish itself. And therefore, by Eish, if two people do it together, you're potter. Talk every other mazik, yachayiv. But here, we had this Xeris HaKosev, a mavir is a beira. Just like it's Mamayit and Oinis, because Oinis is not included in mavir. The same thing as Mamayit, Shnayim Shasu. If two people do it together, there's no Mavir, there's no one person who created the fire. Anytime there's no one person who created the fire, that's not Chayiv. There's no Chayiv. It's even though Tosfos himself says Teimahu, but Lamaisa Rav Arpa is answering that according to this, it's good. A third case that's an afkamina from Hamavir Sabeira is the Gemara over there in the Samach has a case of Libo Velipsa Haruach. It's really kamat identical to Tosfos. liba of lips of haruach, a person fanned it, and he himself couldn't fan it. Lips of haruach, but the wind helped. His fanning wouldn't have done it, but together with the wind, it caused the fire. So the Gemara says that you're potter. So frankly, Gemara, why is it different than Shabbos? Zaira v'ruach v'seyasa. There's a malach on Shabbos separating wheat from chaff. You throw the mixed wheat and chaff to the wind. The wind blows the chaff away and the wheat comes down. That's a malacha, that's zaira. So why over there where the wind helped you, you are chayiv on Shabbos? And by mazik, where the wind helped you, you're potter by mazik. Why? So the Gemara has actually four terutzim. Baruch Be'ez going on the last teretz, Rav Ashi Amar. Over there, Malachas Machshavas. However, you plan the Malacha, that's the Malach. But here, when you blow something and the wind helps the Mayid, the Malacha happen, that's a Grama. A Grama ben Azakin Potter. A Grama is Potter. Zakr Baruch Be'er. Every time you light a fire, it's Grama. Every time I light a fire, I light something on fire. It's always drama. But that's Eish. Eish is Chayiv anyway. Right? Every time I light a fire, if I take a fire and I light it to someone's thing directly, then that's other mamazik. But if I take a fire, I take a match and I light someone's, someone has a dollar bill, and I light it with my hands, that's other mamazik. That's not Eish. Eish is that I start a fire and the fire spreads. And it might burn someone's thing. That's Eish. It's always Grama. It's never Adam HaMazik. It's a Frank Baruch Be'er. What's Pshat in that Gemara? Eish is a Grama? What do you mean Eish is a Grama? Grama Ba'al Mahu. Every Eish is a Grama. Grama Eish is Chayim. So after Baruch Be'er, the Gemara means what we're saying. To be Chayif Eish, you have to be Mavir. You have to make the whole fire yourself. To be chayif al teish, you have to be a mavir, you have to make the fire. If you didn't make the fire, if you just created a condition where the wind can make the fire, that's not eish. Eish is a mavir as a beira, where the fire makes the, mavir, the person makes the fire. If you create conditions where the wind can make a fire, that's groma bialma, that's not eish. That's if it's not Eish, it's just other mamazik, the grama, chayvidin eshamayim. But the as far as the Eish is concerned, to be chayv mishum Eish, the insight is that you need to be mavir. So these are the three nafkaminis, chilasi b'pshiyev sevavayimis, and Tysus case of two people doing it together, and the Gemara's case of Libav Lipsa Haruach, they're all Chsar and Mavir, and that's why they're all Potter. That's what comes out. Now, as you follow what we said till now, Baruch Be'er comes out something of a Chiddush. I mentioned to you one of the first days of Shia this year, that by Momen HaMazik, Oynis is Potter. It's a rule that the Velt doesn't know. I mentioned the example of the person's water pipes burst and caused damage. And I told you that Momen HaMazik by Oynis is Potter, which is true. Momen HaMazik by Oynis is Potter. How can I show it to you? Which Gemara would I point to show you that it's Potter? So the answer is, which Gemara? Huh? Which Gemara do we see that Adam HaMazik by Oynis is Potter? Momen HaMazik by Oynis is Potter? Well, but here, it's not an Oynis. It's not a Gemara. But the Gemara talks Baruch Metzuya, which is which Yechayim. The answer is, you should know this. No, you don't know.
where the raya is, I'm on a mazik point. That's a problem.
It's a compliment. I expect you to know. Kaisel v'ilan shenafel b'shus harabim. I mentioned it a number of times. Kaisel v'ilan shenafel b'shus harabim. If you have a perfectly good wall, a perfectly good tree, and there's nothing wrong with it, and it just falls into the street, you're potter. If it causes damage, it falls in someone's car, and it does damage, you're potter. So that posh pshat in that Gemara is that that's a Gemara that kaisel v'ilan shenafel b'shus harabim. The same thing with any other mazik, water pipe breaks or whatever it is. If it's not adam mazik, if it's mamon mazik, mamon mazik is ba'inis is potter. That is the din of mamon mazik. Mishus Rabin, even Mishus Rabin, right? That's the one. Falls in my Mishus, I'm certainly potter. Even if it falls Mishus Rabin, it's also potter. Even if it fell on someone else, that would also be potter. Well, you have to find me if someone says differently, but it should be even if someone else is rishus, because what the whole din is that I wasn't expecting, nothing was expected of me, anything different. I had a perfectly good tree and it just fell down. It's potter. Well, Barber says kafi devarav that the p'tur there is even without the p'tur items. Right when it's mazik on the way down, it's eish. So if it's mazik on the way down, it's eish. You need hamavir es habeira. You need the person should create the mazik. If someone put up a perfectly good wall, a perfectly good tree, 50 years down the road, the tree gets weak or the wall gets weak and it falls, there's no mavir. That happened with age. Age caused it to become an eish. So Barabbas says that there, he's not denying there's a p'tor aynus. You can't get away from the fact that aynus is aynus. Like Rashi here says, aynus is aynus. But besides that, you have a zaitig of p'tor there. You have there a p'tor that there's no mav here. There's no one created the aish. The most you have is someone created a grama. When you put up a wall, it's Gairim that 100 years from now, I don't know how many years from now, it's eventually, every wall eventually falls. But you have a Zaitik of Ptur. Besides the Ptur Ainis, you also have a Ptur that there's no Mavir. There's no one creating the fire. So, this is all in Rabarfes Ptur. Baruch Beis says a chiddush dekedaf kamino. We get to Daf Vavo after Sivus Emes lahalacha. So I told you that by Kaisel v'ilan, if you have a wall and it falls down and it causes damage, you're potter. It's eish, but you're potter because you're an eidus. However, if they warned you, the Gemara says if you were warned, then you're chayiv. If you're warned by Bezdin or by somebody who was an expert in the area, he warns you that this kaisel, this eel is going to fall. So Chazal gave you 30 days to correct it. If you don't correct it 30 days, then you're chayiv. What? Bar, you have to chaz it aside because you have to know, it's like Aleph says. Bar is after it falls and someone trips on it, it's bar. On the way down if it's mazik, that's esh. Even after they told you, on the way down, it's eish. It's kaya chachamurut. The question is kaya chachamurut. But, nachinami. When it falls with a rach mitzuya, that's kaya chachamurut. When it's not, you're right. Baruch Ber wants to say that even if they warn you, if there's no mavir, and it's mazik on the way down, and you're right, you do have to learn it from Mamet Tzimut, because there's no Kayach Acher, but that you're Pater also, because there's no Mavir. You didn't create it. If you didn't create it, Mazik on the way down, then you'll be Pater. I don't know if that's Emes, we have to look in Shulchan Aruch, where it brings the halach of warning a person. I'd be surprised if it says that in Shulchan Aruch, but that's what Baruch Be'ez Mechadish. So again, Baruch Be'ez Yisoid, however wide you apply it, is that you to be chay v'shumeish, you need mavir as habeira, you need that a person created a fire. It's mamayit, a case where two people created a fire, or people on a person on a wind created a fire, or aging created the fire, or Rosh Hashanah Metzuyah created the fire. All these four things are dismayed that they're not included in the Matzah Kadesh. Alright, so much for Eish. Let's go to the last Hechetimtza of this Gemara. So our last daf and a half, we're trying to find where did Rav Papa say this rule that told the same last year to them. Where did he say it? So the Gemara ends up, I told the Deregel. Gemara says, what do you mean I told the Deregel? Ho Kimna? We already said told the Deregel correct. Emphit the Gemara Bechatzi Nezek Tzrai Reis. He said it Bechatzi Nezek Tzrai Reis. By Tzrai Reis. Dilchus the Gemira Lein. And what is Chatzi Nezek Tzrai Reis? Tzrai Reis is the only mazik besides Karen that pays Chatzi Nezek. And it's Halacha Mishum Sinai. The Tzrai Reis, which is actually, as the Gemara is saying, a told of Regel, pays Chatzi Nezek. What is Tzrai Reis? Tzrai Reis is an animal is walking down the street and a rock, a pebble, typically shoots out from under its foot and it causes damage. So that's called Tzrai Reis. And Tzrai Reis pays Chatzi Nezek, Halacha Meshe Mesinai, to told of Regel. In a minute, it's part of Bishus Arabim, that's why it's called the Talmud Duragel. If there was no Halacha Moshe Mesinai, what would the din be by Tzrai Reis? Right. If there was no Halacha, so what would it be?
Right.
Be regular Regel. It would be Chayim Nezek Shalom, you're saying. Does everyone agree with that? If there was no Gezeres HaKasuv, if there was no Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that Tzrai Reis pays Chatzi Nezek, what would it be? Potter. You have a raya? Not raya, it's not matzah. It's mishulah. Is it matzah? Is Tzrai Reis is matzoi? What do you say? Say it's matzoi? It's really koichai. It's more like koichai than grama. Right? Koichai is when you throw something. Now, obviously, if I would step on something planning for it to shoot out, it would be koichai. So if I step it, I don't plan it. It's still koichai. Question is it matzoi or it's not matzoi? Tzrai Reis is matzah, what do you say? It didn't do anything. Karen is nothing intentional. I mean, Tzrai Reis is nothing intentional. So I said, Malachas, we tease the Tzrai Reis
Biraglau.
Regel is never intentional, it's just intending to walk. Kepi Mishana. Yeah, but that you should have stones, and when you step on it, it shoots out and causes damage. That's not matzah. It's matzah to have stones in the street. But, it's rare that you step on it and it shoots out from under your foot, and it's magic.
What's the weird part? It's
magic,
but it should shut out.
I would think the fact that it shut out is unusual. No, I walk in Brooklyn. There are no rocks in the street, but in the country, you walk. You ever had such a case that you stepped on a rock and it shut out from under your foot?
If
you weigh as much as an animal, it'll be different. What? That car happens all the time, right? Really? They'll shooting at all the time. Last time I went horseback riding was a very long time ago, so I don't remember. Horseback riding didn't seem to be worth the consequences. We really have to figure this out. I'll tell you why. The way the stipler learns, this question is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and us. First, let's look at Tosfos, then we'll look at Rashi, because Tosfos is much clearer than Rashi. Tosfos lepaitre b'shusarab. It actually goes on the last words of the Gemara that tzrayrais is pater b'shusarabin. For Tosfos in Taimer, amay pshita leitfei v'lashalim in aliyah. Why is a pati a pashit to the Gemara that you're pati b'shus harabim? Why is that such a double pashit? More than the l'shalim in aliyah, which is a mibayah. Veshleimer. Kivan the min adin, hayu mishalim nezek shalim. Vasi hilchasa, delay mishalim alachati nezek. Very clear in Tosfos. The minadin you would pay nezek shalom. Now, if there was no halacha mishum sinai, tzrayus would be chayim nezek shalom. And the halacha l'mishum sinai came along, lahakel v'loy lahachmir, came to tell you to be meiko. Be makel that you only pay chatzin nezek. So Tosfos is clear saying that mikra din you be chayiv nezek shalom, which is like you said. However, Rashi is not mashma that way. The Rashi chatzin nezek tzrayros is mashma fakert. The chatzin nezek tzrayros like Rashi shahosa mehaleches v'itiz tzrayros biraglev v'shivros akelim. Okay, the taitch of tzrayros. The Kaimala and the Elchasa Gemira La La Moshe Messinai the Mamainahu V'loi Knas. Halamach Shina comes along to tell me that that's Chayiv Al Tzmamin and it's not a Knas. Afalki the Pagan Niska Shal Negicha Av a Knas Kedamina L'Kaman I Pagan Niska Mamainahu. Even though regular Chasin Nezek is a Knas by Karen, but here the Gemara says on Daf Tesvav that this Pagan Niska Mamainahu Lav told the Karen who Ela the Regel. Rashi seems to say, normally I would say it's a davar mishuna. I would normally say it's a davar mishuna. Comes the halacha mishum mishina, and it tells me no, that this even though maybe it is mishuna, it's mamon. Yichayv al tregel. The way the stipler understands Rashi, maybe we could argue if that's mukhach in Rashi, but the way the stipler understands Rashi, Rashi's saying mamish fakeret. Rashi's saying that really the din would be that it's Patel Gamri or it's Karen of one form or another. And the Halacha Shemesinai comes to tell me, no, it's Regel. Which means that Rashi learns it is Mishunah. And Tosfos seems to learn that it's not Mishunah. Very strange machlokes. We should go out and look at animals walking down the street and figure out, is it Mishunah? Is it not Mishunah? What kind of machlokes is this? It's Yemishon and Amishon, what's the machlokes? So, the stipler doesn't explain this for us, the machlokes. He leaves that for us. How would you understand what's the machlokes here if Tzrayrus is Mishon or not? Huh? How would you understand? That's a shayla. Tzrayrus is mishana, it's not mishana. What should it depend on? If it's normal, then it's not mishana. Instead of arguing if it's normal, let them go out to the street. You think it's normal for tzrayrus to go shooting animals under the feet? You think so? I don't mean a puddle. If that's not a puddle, maybe. But Stamazay Iraq should shoot after him. You think so? Maybe it is. I have no idea. But Rashi and Tosfos should have figured it out. They should go out and look at the animals and figure it out.
do? Think a little. Nobody?
Tosis is saying it would be regal. Without Halashim saying it would be regal anyway. So why the Kud are they arguing in? Rashi is saying that without it, it wouldn't be regal. Tosis is saying it would be regal. How are there two ways to look at service? So it could be. It could be they argue with the bar of how much, in other words, everyone agrees this is a certain amount of Mishonah. Is that amount normal or not normal? It's possible. I would think, if you think about it, Mishonah means what? It means the animal did something unusual, or it means that something unusual happened. What does Mishonah mean? Mishonah means that the animal did something unusual? Does the animal have to plan to do something unusual? What?
Some animal.
Some animal
would have.
So over here, what happened? The animal walked normally. The animal wasn't doing anything unusual, but certainly wasn't Kavanas Elahazik. The animal itself was walking very normally. So that was a Mishum. What happened when the animal stepped on the rock and it shot out, that was Mishum. That makes sense? So that's the question. Tosis holds that's regel. The animal walked normally. So that's regel. Rashi holds the whole tsroiris is a strange thing. So it's not regel. No, does that make sense? I think that's the way to look at it. No? That's the way to look at it. What?
Mishunah means the animal.
The animal, Mishunah should have to mean the animal. If you hold Yinik Havras Elahazik, that we were still to place that Yinik Havras Elahazik. If you hold Yinik Havras Elahazik, then it can't be Karen without Havras Elahazik. But still, maybe it's not Karen, it's not regular. If it's Mishunah and it's not Havras Elahazik, so it's nothing is possible. If not Halosh Mishin, I would be possible. This doesn't fit into regal. If you hold Mishon, then it doesn't fit into regal. If you hold Karen, it's Kavanas Elahazik, so nothing else. That seems to be a very glatt way to learn up. I'm just not sure. See, everything that happens is unusual. It's just usual for one of many possibilities to happen. I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm playing baseball in the park. And I hit a home run, and it travels 250 feet, and it breaks the window in the house that's adjacent to the park. Do I have to pay? Do I have to pay for it? I would say I have to pay, right? Why can't I say I'm an onus? I'm playing ball for 20 years. I never hit a ball 250 feet. I didn't expect it to happen. Huh?
No?
Happened. I've been playing all my life. I never hit a ball that far. So, probably if I tried a million times, I can never break that window purposely. Huh? Not only that, every time you hit the ball, it's going to go somewhere where it's not going to go every other time. The act is a normal act. Exactly what happens
is every time comes out differently, right? Every time you do something, each time it could come out differently. The act is a normal act. I would think that's normal. An animal walking down the street, I would think, since that's normal, the result of each step, you know, chinami, the result of each step is going to be different every other time, depending on circumstances. But called Sereris Mishuna, even though I estimate, I've never seen animals walking down the street my whole life, but I estimate that Sereris happens approximately a zillion times. I don't think Sereris is common. That a rock should shoot out. But the walking down the street is normal. And I would think that therefore, it's more mistabit, it should be regal, just because of what the result coming out being Mishuna. But this is Nageya, is the riff. This whole discussion, Stifel says, is Nageya to the riff. I learned with you last week sometime, the Rush quoted a riff. The riff just said three words. He said, Shem v'regel p'tur m'shasur avim. Why? He said two words. The Archehu. Why is Shem v'regel p'tur m'shasur avim? Because it's normal. Normal. What does it mean, it's normal? It's normal for an animal to walk down the street. So the Rush asked the Kasha. There's a kasuf. What are you telling me, Yorchehu? The reason you're potter is a beer b'stei acher. The only chayiv b'stei acher. You're not chayiv b'shasur avim. And for the Rush, the Rif is explaining the pasuk. That b'shasur avim, you put potter because of Yorchehu. V'nafkamina. Now listen again to the Rosh's nafkamina, which we said last time. V'nafkamina mitamze she'im haya eitz aruch munach v'tzasi b'shusarabin v'tzasi b'shusayachit v'dar sa'alav b'shusarabin v'shabar b'shusayachit kelen kivan shedarka leilat v'lidrais alav piturim. The Rif said that if you have this Eitz Aruch and you're walking down the street and there's a piece of wood sticking from the street into private property, and he steps on the wood here and the other side of the wood breaks a keli, the Rif says you're potter because Orchei. That's Orchei. You're allowed to let your animal walk down the street. Orchei, and therefore you're potter. Is that similar to Tzrairis? Huh? Is that similar to Tzrairis? What would be if I'm walking down the street, not me, the animal's walking down the street, and it steps on a rock in Rosh Hashanah, and it shoots into Rosh Hashanah, and it's mazik. What would be the din? It seems from here that it'll be potter. Now that's actually Niboya. I think the Pupule Charift on the bottom brings that it's Niboya later on in the Perek. Doesn't bring the Daf. It's Daf your test probably. The Niboya later. By Tzrairis, if you're walking in the Rosh Hashayachid and it shoots out into Rosh Hasharab. That's your test. Gemara later has an ibaya. If an animal is walking Rosh Hashanah and steps on something, it shoots into Rosh Hashanah of Yechayiv. Why is that different than the Rif's case? What is it in the Rif's case and the case of Tzrairis, which is really the Papula Charistus Kasha? What's the difference between the two cases? What's the difference? The Rush says that if an animal is walking in the street and it steps on a stick, and the stick is sticking into the Rosh Hashayachid, that your potter, you see, it's normal to walk down the street, and Sarai Rice was saying it's Chayiv Chatzinez. Sarai Rice, if you're walking in the street and it shoots out and it's Mazik in the Rosh Hashayachid, you're Chayiv. And if you have a stick, you're potter. What's the difference between the two cases?
Maybe we should make a statement in Rosh Hashanah.
the Nizik should have made sure. The pebbles, why shouldn't he make sure there are no pebbles in the Shasirah? Why? There's pebbles everywhere. So he should have put up a little wall to prevent the pebbles from coming. You're right, they say it differently. If it would be true. The stipler answers, he followed the kasha. What's the difference, a stick, which he says you're potter, and Sarayrus of Shechayim? Amphert the stipler. He actually brings the Yamsha Shleimer that says this Teretz. He says the stick case is orche. Normal. It's normal, you have a stick from one mishnah to the other, so you step on it, it causes damage. Tzrei reis is mishnah. Tzrei reis is not usual. Tzrei reis is a davar mishnah. Therefore, what? What is? What makes a stick orche? He says, well, see, it's like the baseball. It's not orche that you're going to step on a stick and it's going to be massive something. But if you have a stick in the street that's leading from one to one, it goes from one to the other, in such a metzias, it's orche that if someone steps on it, an animal steps on it, it could cause damage. It's just like the animal stepping on anything. But tzrair is that you'll step on a pebble is also orche. But they'll step on a pebble, it'll go shooting out and cause damage. That's not orche. That's less orche. You disagree with the Metzius. Alright. You disagree with the Metzius because we didn't see animals walking down streets and know how Shriyat Tzrairis is. But the Yamsha Shleimer says this chilek, the stifle brings, that the stick case is normal to cause the damage. The Tzrairis case is not normal to cause the damage. And therefore, the Tzrairis case is not orfe. And therefore, the Tzrei Reis case, the case of Tzrei Reis, is the Chiddush of Tzrei Reis, is that Shechayiv. There's no Ptur of Orchei B'Shusarav. The stick case, you do have a Ptur of Orchei. And that's what the Rif is, kind of the Rasha coming to teach us. This is the Stipulus Hagdara, which means he's learning the Rif is like Rashi, not like Tysus. Tysus learned that Tzrei Reis is normal. Tzrei Reis is normal, then the stick case is also normal, they should both have the same din. The Rish is learning like Rashi that Tzrei Reis is an abnormal thing, and therefore the Chiddush HaTorah, the Torah came Mechayvai, the Chiddush to be Mechayiv, and Bar Torah Mahashmi Olav, and therefore that's the chilek between the two. I don't know, it strikes me every year the day after Rosh Hashanah, instead of everyone looking more inspired, everyone looks more wiped. And the truth is that I was misupik what to do. This man, they say that every zman ends with a tainus. Every zman, the yeshiva ends with a tainus. At least in Israel, the summer zman ends with some people Tisha B'Av, some people Shavuot the tainus. And the Elul's man ends with Yom Kippur, and they say the winter's man ends with Tainus Esther. The original version was Tainus Bechayrin. But it's a funny thing, Yom Kippur comes and then there's no yeshiva. So that means we have left Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday after this man. And we could spend on Tzrairis or even on Eish, we could spend the week easily. But I have a hergish that it would, for half the guys, it would be better if we do a chazara. The other half, probably better if we don't. I mean to say, this chazara is always the big yetzahara. Doing chazara, not doing chazara, there's always the yetzahara not to do chazara. I know I have the same yetzahara. So my suffix was whether we should break off the list a couple of days of this man, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and do a chazara, or just leave it. The truth is, for those who are going to do Chazara, it's really silly to go through. Basically, what we try to go through in these first two blocks are the Yisaidis of the Masechta. The grid's really set up that way. It goes through each Mazik a little bit. Gives us a chance to learn about the Mazikim. And it would be Kedai, I think, to do a Chazara, despite the fact that there's an increased chance that it's going to bring Batalah. The Chazara is as good as you make it. If you buckle down, tomorrow I'd like to finish the Sugya of Tzareiris tomorrow. Make sure for tomorrow you have Klor, the Machlaikis Rashi Taisis. It's Hashem, we're going to spend time on this Machlaikis tomorrow, and exactly what the Gedorim of Tzareiris are. The Gabi Wad is similar to Karen, the Gabi Wad is similar to Regel. And as soon as you have Klor, all of this, I very much encourage you, Blined, I'll make Chazara sheets. And to do a Chazara, to get Klar, whatever it is, all the things that we learned over the last month. So for tomorrow, please get Klar, this Indian here, the Tzareiris, Machlekes Rashi and Taisis. You may disagree and hold that a Machlekes Rashi and Taisis, which is fine with me. But first, understand the stipulus. The stipulus in two places. The one is in the Kisvei Hakilas Yaakov, the new one, Simon Hay. When he goes into the riff also that I spoke out. And the other one is in the regular stiplers. It's Simen Tez Zayin Ois Beis, the new ones. Simen Tez Vav Ois Beis in the old ones. It's a short piece there. And just make sure you understand the Machlokes Rashi and Taisis the way he learns. I believe if you look in the Shurei Chidushei Reb Shmuel, I think it's Simen Gimel, he also has an Arichus, he also understands it to be Machlokes Rashi and Taisis. So obviously, anytime we have Tzareiris, it comes down to this: it's Tzareiris. Bottom line, Tzareiris plugs into what? Tzareiris is a pula, a Tosis holds. It's really regal, the Torah's makel on him, but it's a chumrah. It really should be potter or be karen, the Torah's machmer on him. This could be negat to any time we have Tzareiris, and it's a Hashem tomorrow. If you finish the sugya of Tzareiris, and hopefully you'll start proper.